This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And again, we thank Rob Center, fabulous producer, gluing all the pieces together during my couple of 2-3 days off, and he'll do the same again next week, so we appreciate that. On the news line with us now, Samantha Pearson, Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods, back on the news line. Good morning, Samantha. Thanks for calling in today.
Good to talk to you, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Key recommendations is the first sentence of our scheduled talk today. We're having sort of a pre-Christmas opportunity to check in, and just as we spoke before Thanksgiving, and maybe 10% of the population ignored us, and so you can go visit them at Evan or wherever today. But do you have more recommendations about pre-Christmas? I think you self-identified as maybe a little bit Scroogey prior to Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Yes, I did before Thanksgiving. I was the Grinch before Thanksgiving, and I'm doing it again. It is funny. You said we have you know, recommendations we need to go over. These are all the same recommendations in essence, but there's more to think about and more to hear about. So the basic recommendations, just to hit them again, are: remember, you know, masks, distancing, and hygiene are key. Remember to isolate if you've had a known exposure or if you have any symptoms of any kind, and avoid indoor gatherings. So we've been saying that, you know, we weren't saying that from March. This has evolved since March. You know, we've learned a lot of things, but we were definitely saying this, you know, for the last couple months, and really strongly in November. And even though we keep saying it, like you said, not everyone is listening, and there are still new angles to realize and think about in all of this.
Well, the state had determined that it would be best to close down restaurants, but many, many other retailers are still open. Why restaurants and why not retailers? Have you given that some thought, or do you know sort of what went into that?
Oh, sure. Restaurants all along have been a challenge because basically, normal restaurant operation requires people to take their masks off and mostly be indoors and eat with people who aren't from their household. That very much maps to this avoiding indoor gathering, especially without masks. And so we've tried to keep restaurants running just the same way we've tried to keep schools running in places where, you know, we have indoor gatherings, you know, trying to make that possible by reducing overall transmission in the entire community. The more everyone is taking care of mitigation measures in their private lives and just sort of being on top of this all the time, the more likely it is you can get away with these somewhat more risky activities. But we're getting over into a time when we don't have that freedom. And, you know, the governor was like, you know, we want to keep these things open. We want to still be able to do these things, but we need everyone to do stuff. And people are reluctant. And they also, it's hard to make that connection, right? And it is hard. People are like, well, if I can go to a restaurant and eat without a mask, they're like, why can't I walk to the table without a mask? And why can't, you know, it is confusing. And it's all about trying to prioritize, and we were people don't understand that we were trying to prioritize operating restaurants, even though it's not ideal under these conditions, and not enough people were on board to make that possible. Part of it is because of confusion that stems from things, you know, advice changing over time. But like I said, this changed long enough ago, like months ago, that we should be getting on top of it. We don't have great messaging about it, so I am now sort of pushing a new little catchphrase called the 3 C's, and that is recommending avoiding certain conditions, specifically closed spaces, crowded places, and close contact settings. So closed, crowded, and close contact are the 3 C's, and this is actually a formulation that Japan, not exactly the most English-speaking place you would think of, came up with in the spring to help people recognize hazardous conditions during COVID. And so if we start, you know, adding that to our D default mask distancing and hygiene and remembering to isolate, that could start to help. But we are, as usual, not really good at this, and so we've had to have the governor step in and, you know, take more stringent measures to sort of save us from ourselves.
Well, we have a lot more defiance now, a lot more people saying, well, I would never wear a mask that infringes on my liberty and my freedoms. We have county commissioners in Union County that won't pass a meaty resolution that really calls for the public to comply. People out in the West, we'll say Buffalo Township, you know, there's X number of people in Buffalo Township and anywhere, really, who say never, never, never. What can we do to persuade these people this is a public health emergency?
Well, so some people are not going to be persuaded, and I acknowledge that. But I also think beyond the people who are really rejecting it, there are a lot of people who just are, they don't realize they're rejecting it. They'll be like, well, I'm wearing masks, but I gathered with my family because my family isn't risky. And people don't recognize that, say, quote, household means people who do not live in the same actual house. Like, you can have, they're my family, they live, you know, over in Hartleton, and I live in Millmont. And those are different households. Or, this is my family, this is my son who goes to college, and is a resident student, say, in Pittsburgh. Well, that's a different household if they came back from Pittsburgh or, you know, return from somewhere. That is confusing. People are not used to thinking of that person as this sort of, by this very clinical definition of whether or not they're part of your household. So that's part of it, is just confusion. And so people who are rejecting these things actively are joined by people who are accidentally rejecting them. And we get some good advice right now. Like, it's not just people like me talking about this. The White House Coronavirus Task Force has been putting out, weekly summaries for every state for months and months. And the most recent one, there should be one out pretty soon for the past week, but the one that's most recently available ends with the week ending on December 6th. And it is very emphatic. It says it points out, for example, that, this surge is real and really comprehensive, and it's a threat to hospital systems in like two-thirds of the country, including like small communities, towns, farms, beach communities, like the full range. And it says very, very explicitly, quote, many states and local governments are not implementing the same mitigation policies that stemmed the tide of earlier surges, and that must happen now. They also point out that Europe has also had a surge right now, but they've been doing... they have responded with really strong public and private mitigation, and that allowed them to keep schools open. But they also say the majority of the United States is not mitigating like that. So we're really not getting the idea. And like I said, even people who think they're getting the idea are actually not. That's what makes this really tricky.
Well, just a few moments left, so please, I'll just turn the mic over to you. Any other important information you would like to pass along?
Yeah, the big thing in that December 6th report is about asymptomatic spread. And so we need to remember you might hear a person coughing up a lung in the next aisle at the grocery store or something. Avoid that person, leave the store, do not be around that. You know, that whether it's a worker who has no other option than to go to work, or it's someone who just doesn't understand things and is at the store, you want to be away from that. But also realize that people who are like, oh, I just have some allergies, those could very well be COVID symptoms, and they aren't like thinking that through, and they aren't staying home. We need everyone who might have had an exposure or who has any symptoms of any kind, a scratchy throat, a little bit of sniffles or something, to stay home. That's how we can, because people who are being careful and safe can still get this. They can get it because other people were not careful and safe. The idea is you want to be careful and safe to prevent other people from getting it. If you do get it, hopefully you don't spread it to anyone else, but you don't have full control over what happens to you. You are at the mercy of other people's being careful.
Downloading the state's app, sound advice for folks?
Yes, that is really helpful, and it's actually something that's useful both when you are trying to avoid getting sick and trying to keep your whole community healthy. And it's also useful if once for the state, once you have, if you do get infected, it can be part of the check-in procedures, just keeping track of symptoms, especially for people who have relatively mild ones.
Right. I've been symptom-free for a long time, so I check in every day. So it's kind of a fun routine. Well, Samantha, thank you so much. Please have yourself great holidays. Zoom with your family and friends and so on. And we know you'll heed all the advice. And keep spreading the word. We appreciate that. We'll have you back on the radio early in January, and we'll do our normal conversation at that time. But enjoy the holidays ahead.
You too, Mark. Have a great time.
Thank you. Thank you. Samantha Pearson, Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods, Elm Street Manager, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. We've been talking to her for years about key recommendations related to the environment and biking around communities and enjoying transportation. Lewisburg Neighborhoods taking it upon itself to make sure they're a go-to place for the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions as well. And they have a podcast that is just fabulous, Radio Free Lewisburg, with lots of helpful information for everyone.